Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ball's in the air right now. That's probably what I would say on that. You know, I'm not going to talk about what we're doing, what we're not doing behind the scenes business-wise with these guys. I don't think it's good for me to do that. But I would say that aside from the draft, as you all know, like we're looking at guys that are still available, free agents on the street. We're looking at re-signing our own guys. You know, we're blessed to have a bunch of really good players.
So that was Eric DaCosta. I think that was post-draft and talking about other things going on. And, of course, we've been saying it's been a quiet offseason on the field for the Ravens. Well, we got a couple bits of news. The bad we talked last segment of Darius Washington's injury. And now some good. Derrick Henry, an extension. It was originally said $25 million guaranteed, three-year deal. We got Albert Breer with some of the numbers. He's fully guaranteed $14 million this year, fully guaranteed $11 million next year, and then a club option for 12 and 27. So he gets a year tacked on.
So they get him at a reduced rate for $11 million fully guaranteed for the 2026 season. That's really all that happened here for me because, like, if you even just put in last year's incentives and he has a decent year, he would have been in line to make that 14.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, quite frankly, and we can talk about the age, but the guy rushed for 1,900 yards, rushed for the most yards per carry in his career.
So you sweeten the pot from 8 to 14. And again, if you put it, if you just went by the year one incentive structure, he would have earned that if he was able to, again, have even three quarters of the season next year that he had last year. And then, yes, no matter what happens to him, catastrophic injury, whatever, you'd be on the hook for that other 11. But, I mean, I even if he's 50% of what he was, 60% of what he was, if you get 13 games out of him instead of 17, he's still probably going to be worth that $11 million. So I don't have an issue with it.
No, I don't have an issue with it. Guy deserves his bag.
Yeah, we've been saying all offseason you tack on a year. When the initial contract got announced, and you're thinking, wow, man, you're pretty much guaranteeing that entire contract. I didn't know if I'd go that far, but then Breer had the contract structure that you laid out, Kent. It's a one-year tackle. That's all this amounts to. And if he's still performing at a high level after 2026, you have him at the $12 million non-guaranteed amount. I think it's a no-brainer for both parties involved. He gets more upfront money. Ravens get cap relief.
Well, and as Jason has tried to tell the people for a long time now, never believe what first comes out.
Like, oh, the way it was reported.
Yeah. Like, we saw the report and we're like, ooh, that's a lot of money.
Record contract.
Yeah, because everybody's doing favors for the agents. which it never makes sense to me because eventually it comes out.
Yeah, well, it's not really about information. It's about access. It's not about accurate information. It's about access and staying in that text loop. So, you know, you're one of the first four or five people to get the fake information. But that keeps you on the line for the next one. But you would think something like this, which again, this is not going to affect Lamar. This is not going to affect Kyle Hamilton. This doesn't change any of those overarching needs to rectify those contract situations that we talked a lot about earlier this week. But you would think like the Van Noys of the world, you know, like those guys, a Bateman maybe, right, in the pot sweetening department.
Yeah. I think they sweetened the pot on Van Noy already because his tune has changed a little bit. Like maybe they changed some of his incentives or something because he seems more bought in the last month when he's doing all this media tour than he was earlier. So I wonder if they did a little sweetening already with him. Stuff that they don't have to report yet.
Maybe.
His whole messaging has been a little different.
If it's done, usually, especially once it's entered into the management council or the NFLPA's database, it gets out immediately. Maybe they've got a wink-wink in place or, you know, a verbal or whatever. But you would think there'd be some other guys in that same cluster who you'd also want to get taken care of now.
For sure. And now you have more money to play with because he was set to have a cap hit nearing $13 million, and that's going to lower. And then you get the extra money June 1st from Justin Tucker and Marcus Williams. So you're going to have some more money to play with. And I think with that, it should go to some of those guys, especially a Bateman who we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
I am wondering how they handle the Bateman situation because they do have him for two more years, correct? Like, it's not one, it's two.
Next.
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, he's a young player. It's a position where they've had a hell of a time developing people. This offense is at a truly elite level, and it hit heights this past year that it didn't hit even in Lamar's MVP season with Monk, in part because you had two young wide receivers who were super dynamic. So I think the guy with the size who can stretch the field and the smaller guy who can occasionally stretch the field but take advantage of the underneath stuff. I mean, that and the fact that Lamar and Bateman seem to be on the same page almost all the time. And it's kind of like the Ronnie Stanley situation we talked about yesterday too. Like, These were some circuitous, cumbersome contract talks. These talks were kind of heavy. One, because it was an immature player not listening to his agent and having a stupid one-day holdout that ends up costing him, you know, a lot of leverage and a potential year of service. Ronnie Stanley obviously went through a unique injury situation. Like, that backdrop, you want to try to keep their heads in a certain place. And as much as Rashad Bateman said all the right things about that, it's beyond team friendly. I mean, it was a hammer. The team had a hammer and they used it. And he said, more please. You do want to give back when you can. Like, that's a guy that I think has teetered at times between, like, how is this working out? How, you know, are we locked? Is he locked in with us or are we locked in with him? I think you'd like to extend that good fortune.
It's all that more important to do it now as opposed to next year. You bringing this up yesterday with Zay being eligible for a contract extension, because that's when it could get a little weird.
By the way, I do want to go back to something you said, Jason, about Lamar and Bateman being on the same page, and it seems like they're on the same page all along. A year ago, we were having the discussion, why are they keep throwing to Bateman? Because they can't ever seem to be on the same page. It is amazing that they got here, because I don't think we thought they'd ever get here.
No, which is all the more reason I kind of feel like you want to... There's some... All right, we've had a weird offseason with the Tucker thing, right? But he's gone now. Mm-hmm. Like, this Mike Green thing, we're just going to have to see where that goes. He's a really young man, and he's going to have a chance to walk a path. But, like, there's a lot of good vibes that have sort of gone on around this team, and people really seem to want to be here, and they feel like they're on the cusp of something, and they've never had two young receivers producing simultaneously.
No.
Ever.
Zero.
That I can recall.
No, to the point where the Cowboys reach out to try to get me.
Derek Alexander and Michael Jackson, neither one were young receivers. Yeah, that's the only time.
They were young because they were new here.
Yeah, but that's
the
only
time. They were established in Cleveland.
Yes.
So, like, I just, and this kid, you got him so cheap that even throwing a little something at him, is you're still going to be having value there. I just think you would triple down into all that.
But that's just me. And we were talking about the little fish. Could a big fish signing be coming? Lamar or a Hamilton? We talked about that earlier in the week. Could one of those be on the horizon after the Henry thing? We shall definitely see. We're still going down on the farm, correct?
We're going to wrap up this game one
okay,
here.
Okay. Coming up next, Orioles and Twins, game one
just went
in the books. Yeah. Orioles lose. We'll recap how they lose. Well, it wasn't pretty, but that's usually what happens with these Orioles. That's next here on the Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay. It's a final. Orioles lose to the Twins 6-3. They had a 3-0 lead. But when you don't get another hit until the ninth inning on a worthless infield hit for Ryan Mountcastle, they had four hits in this game. Two from Mountcastle, two from Gunnar Henderson, the home run early. They're up 3-0, immediately down 4-3. They lose 6-3.
Yeah, it's a typical Oriole game. It's the Elias way. It's not being able to have any sort of semblance of a plan, situationally hitting. It's playing a useless vet, overpaid veteran in right field, who I told you a month ago is a complete butcher and should be benched. And O'Neill at the end of the game turns a single into a triple that takes it from being a one-run game to basically a three-run game because he couldn't play a ball decently. Buxton scores from first. The batter ends up on third and then scores on a wild pitch from Keegan Aiken. So that is a debacle, but that's what they get for signing that guy to a ridiculous contract and pretending he has any business being in a major league outfield. It was four errors for the Twins, but it really could have been five because that infield hit that could they have gave been Mountcastle, yeah. The first baseman, really should have scooped. Tough play for Correa. Major League first baseman make that play. So that's five gifts right there, and they turned that into zero runs. Dean Kramer wasn't good, but he's not the reason they lost this game. And for those who want to make excuses for this horrible lineup that's been horrible for a calendar year, you can't blame this on, we gave up all these home runs early, so that means we're not allowed to hit the baseball.
They're up 3-0.
Get used to this, because the pitching is not horrible anymore, but the hitting is atrocious. It's the Elias way.
By the way, it was so Dean Kramer, though. He gives up the solo shot, and then he gives up a hit and a walk.
Well, gives him a hit to the number nine guy.
But my
Vasquez,
point is,
who also homered off.
He gets two guys get on, then he gets the next two guys out, and you think he's going to get out of the inning, and he gives up the bomb to Vasquez.
And previously, he gave up a hit to Vasquez, and then Buxton delivered.
And again, the bottom third of the lineup just continues to mash Orioles pitching. Like, the number nine hitters against the Orioles compared to the rest of the league, it's night and day. And the guy they walked, Castro, he was down 0-2 in the count. He threw four straight balls.
Yes.
And it was one inning. But, Jason, you're right. Mountcastle and Gunnar Henderson, those are the only two guys that had hits. They accounted for the four hits. It's inexcusable for the offense.
Yeah, another 10 strikeouts for this Orioles offense. O'Neill, Mullins, and Laureano and Arias all struck out twice. Laureano got ejected after the second strikeout.
Look, Buxton made some great plays in center field. Buxton, when he's healthy, is an MVP caliber player. That stuff's going to happen. They're now 1-6 after an off day, which just keep monitoring that, because that became a problem in the second half of last season when the romper room took over and the kitty core, does whatever they want with zero accountability. And now, I mean, Hyder just talked. We're obviously doing our job here. I don't know exactly what he said. But this whole Chase McDermott thing, like, how often have we talked about why don't they let people truly get themselves right at the minor league level before they bring them up? Like, he's the 27th man. They're saying he could start this game.
He's officially starting. Rock
he's pitched tweeted. 9 2/3 innings in the minors. And he had no Grapefruit League whatsoever, not even a normal minor league buildup. Yet, we're not going to go with Povich, who's better at home than road. We're going to force this McDermott thing.
Well, the other thing that I don't understand when it comes to Cade Povich, if he would have pitched today, he's already pitching on 7 days rest. So now they're saying, okay, we're going to push him to the weekend because they didn't have a Sunday starter. But now you're jerking him around because he's going to go, close to 10 days.
They don't know how to handle a major league roster. I've been telling you for 2 years. It's a joke. It's a joke. They'll probably put O'Neill back in right field just to spite us all. Because they're smarter and better, and
he might run into a home run, Jason.
Yeah. It's also another thing with McDermott. Okay, so he's going to make the spot start and then go right back down. So what the hell is the point? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, they got to push back Povich because they have to pitch back.
It doesn't make any sense. He's already been pushed back.
Here's a quote from Brandon High after the game. It's according to our friend Jacob Calvin-Meyer. Quote, we had three hits going in the ninth. It's tough to win games that way. We had a tough time stringing anything together against a good pitching staff.
Bailey Ober is, he's been okay lately. He's also been pretty bad and very hittable throughout his career. And he's a guy who they had runners on constantly against in Minnesota. They're just a flawed, terrible baseball team.
Stewart and Jax both have ERAs five or over. They struck out five times combined in two innings against those two guys.
Well, and he did use his closer, but he used Colomb, who shoved it down their throats again and came in and got some lefties out when he needed to at a critical juncture of the game. But, like, They have no verve. They have no heart. They have no fight. They were built in the image of their general manager, and that's how they play ball. And I said it before, I'll say it again. This is all on him, and it's the Elias way. The little things don't matter. The non-quantifiable things don't matter. Defense doesn't matter. It's a horrible product, and this was as poorly as the Twins played. And again, the Twins should have had five errors.
Yeah.
They still were far and away the better baseball team again.
And just, hey, they're going to keep doing the same thing the hitting coach told us on Sunday. Our process is fine. We'll eventually
keep
banging that round peg into that square hole, and they're going to keep getting it done. They had three hits going in the ninth inning today against the Twins.
See, they had two hits after the
third
inning.
They did not face prime Justin Verlander today. They faced Bailey Ober, who came in with an ERA around four, and he 4 2/3 gave up three runs.
Look, the catcher wants to do a pat himself on the back for walking now. Like he
and hitting the ball
he
hard.
That's a joke. The right fielder is a butcher. Laureano's had some of their best at bats. At least he seems to care. He got himself chucked early in the game.
Said some choice words.
Yes, he did.
Arguing balls and strikes. And we haven't talked about this yet either. Jordan Westberg, I don't think he's playing baseball in the first half of this season.
He had a setback with the hammy. What's going on
Jordan
with them?
Westberg, who I think they brought back too soon the first time we talked about in March.
We talked at the top of the season that they should just shut him down now and let him rest. And what's going on with them in soft tissue injuries?
Well, it's multiple injuries with Westberg, because going back to that first Toronto series when he sat after having one homer game, it was an upper body injury.
I thought it was like a
that
back.
Was tighter. Yeah, that was going back to spring training because he didn't have the Tempur-Pedic.
Right? Yeah,
he was
yeah.
He was dealing with the bad mattress there. But no, then it was the upper body. Then it was he just hasn't been right, and they should have sat him to get him right earlier.
Well, all those good vibes from the Angel series now over after an off day and a rainout, so two off days, and so they lose 6-3 in a game that they had plenty of. Again, they also can't hit with runners in scoring position. They're 1-for-6. They had a couple opportunities in the late innings of a one-run game to get a run in, and they couldn't do it.
And he got Batista up, didn't use him.
Yep.
So we'll have to see how he handles that, or whether they even need him in the second game. I guess the billionaire is okay with this drivel that he watches for 3 hours, or maybe he doesn't even watch anymore. Who knows?
Might be in Switzerland.
And then the stuff that you hear out of Hyde or out of his hitting coach, it should be beneath them, but it is absolutely who they are. They refused to really own it. They quasi acknowledged it, but without vowing to change anything significantly. And this is what we're stuck with.
Reminder, only the White Sox have a worse record in the American League than the Baltimore Orioles, who were allegedly contenders. Best bets coming up next here on the program. Tim Murray, our guy from VSiN, where should you put your money? He's going to tell you next here on
the question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan. Yes, let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline, get our best bets with our buddy Tim Murray, IA Hall of Famer from VSiN. And Tim, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. Let's look at the NBA playoffs, and we got a couple of game fives tonight. Knicks at Celtics, Warriors at T-Wolves. Both the Warriors and Celtics missing their best players. Are we seeing a closeout in both series tonight?
So the interesting one to me is Boston tonight, right? So obviously you get the devastating news on Monday night that Jason Tatum is done for the year, popped Achilles. And what's worth noting here is that they were going to lose that game anyways, you know, with or without Jason Tatum. They had already blown yet another lead, and now they find themselves in this brutal spot. And look, I may be the worst person on earth to talk about in this series because I've been so thick-headed on the Celtics winning this series from the start to the middle of the series to even the middle of game four. I bet the Celtics, when they were up like 15, to win the Eastern Conference.
Wow.
At, I think, minus 130, oof, and it went down to like -$2 during the game, and lo and behold, Jason Tatum gets hurt. Now they're like 10-1 to win the conference. So they're not coming back, obviously, to win this series. I am fascinated by today. And I know, JLC, I follow you, man. You've been crushing it. So maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. I don't know if it's a first half. By the way, Boston has covered all four first halves.
Yes.
And you're paying the tax, right? It's a how about this? Boston's a five-point favorite. The first half line is 4. So yeah, you're paying a pretty juicy tax, right? But is it worth it because of how well they've come out in this series out of the chute, right? First four games, they covered all four. So I haven't decided how I'm going to attack it yet. I do like Boston a little bit here. And once again, I am being super stubborn. I have conceded that I'm going to lose pretty much every bet on this series. But 66% of the public right now at DraftKings thinks that the Knicks are going to cover this number. And look, the public's been eating good in the neighborhood, right? Because they've been eating it up. Worth noting, too, if you go over to VSiN.com with our betting splits, at circa, 55% of bets are on the Knicks. 75% of the handle is on the Celtics. So more money pouring in on the Celtics. We've seen a little bit of line movement there. I think for me, of the two games, if I were to make a play, I think ultimately it probably would be to look at the Celtics in some form or fashion. And JLC, I know you've been monitoring these totals a lot, and we saw the first three games go under. Even game one went under when you went to overtime. Yep. But then on Monday, it went nuts, right? Everything made. I think you might get a little bit of regression here from a shooting standpoint. Haven't played that yet, but 82% of bets right now on the over in this one at 207.5.
Yeah, I had been riding the Celtics in the first half at Sportsline pretty religiously, but without Tatum, I mean, look, Tatum had 13 in the first rotation a couple
Tatum
games
was
ago.
Amazing in game four.
And then
four.
Game four, yeah. I mean, even with him doing not much in two and three, he lit it up early in game one and dominated with 40 points before the injury in game four. I just don't know. Like, Porzingis looks like he's completely useless.
Yep.
You know, Brown will probably bounce back, but not enough for me to put my money on him. Like, I'm only on the Knicks here. I got to be honest. I grabbed that five, and I'm like, I'm taking that five.
I mean, look, I understand it. And you look at last night, right? Desperation spot for Cleveland. Down 3-1, need to win it, and they didn't. And they lost at home, and they get closed out by the Indiana Pacers. So, look, dogs have been barking pretty much all throughout this postseason, especially this round. I do wonder if you do get an effort from this Celtics team where you're down 3-1, you know, and that's the thing about the Celtics, right? Where you're obviously missing your best player, but Jaylen Brown's a max player. Derek White's an Olympian. Drew Holiday's a champ. I mean, Drew Holiday has been terrible offensively here, and you look at that contract, man. I mean, for this team, looking just down the road, by the way.
Oh yeah,
man, whew, buddy. I think it was on Ryan Russillo's podcast. I think he talked about next year. Looks like they're looking at a bill of around $500 million because of all the contracts and the taxes and all of that. So it's like, yeesh, good luck with that, man. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how this plays out ultimately. But yeah, I wonder a little bit if you do get just some, you know, some sort of juice here. One guy that I would keep an eye on here that I know a lot of people that I respect think he could have a big game is Peyton Pritchard stepping up and having a pretty big performance here. So I think his point total is like 13.5, somewhere in that ballpark. So I haven't bet it yet. I've already lost enough money on this series, but I think at some point I might find myself. I mean, here's the thing: what you should do, right? You should watch this game, and when the Celtics inevitably take a double-digit lead, just bet the damn Knicks. I mean, that's been the winning philosophy. 20-point lead in game one, 20-point lead in game two, both in the third quarter, squandered. 14-point lead in game four, squandered. So, you know, in-game betting, if you have the chance for the NBA playoffs, is really advantageous because, you just case in point, you look at last night. The Cavaliers get off to a great lead, and they ultimately lose the game. So you could get some pretty juicy numbers from an in-game standpoint throughout these NBA playoffs.
What about tomorrow night, Tim? Nuggets, Thunder, it's been a fun series. Does OKC close it out and cover on the road?
Yeah, I was impressed, Tim, by what we saw in the second half from Oklahoma City. This team defensively is really, really impressive. But I think at this point, knowing you've got a team like Denver, they just seem a bit exhausted. Jokic was great, but, you know, things kind of fell apart there in the second half. But I think if you're going to play it, I think Denver first half plus two is kind of an interesting way to look at it. Backs against the wall, team that's a championship-type squad. I think I would look Denver or pass. I think Oklahoma City wins this series. And, you know, we saw it last night, guys, when they came back to win, OKC moved to around a minus 130 favorite to win the title. That since has come down a little bit. It's minus 120 now. But I think tomorrow, I do think we get a pretty good effort from, you know, a team that's got a championship belt, home crowd behind them. So I think you see Denver come out pretty strong. You have seen a lot of money come in on the under here. You know, things tend to tighten up as these series go on. 216.5 is where we're at from a total standpoint. So that's moved about 3 points. But I think the way I would look at it potentially is maybe looking Denver in the first half tomorrow night.
Talking with Tim Murray, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. We have another golf major this weekend, the PGA. Are you looking to put your money anywhere here?
Yeah, a couple guys that have been kind of mentioned to me that could be certainly of interest. You know, Rory McIlroy, look at his course history. It's insane down there. He's won at Quail Hollow 4 times. And I think with the wet course, which we've been seeing a lot of down there in Charlotte, I think it would help him. I don't know if I really want to play a 5-1 ticket on Rory McIlroy. I do think, based off of the people that I respect and trust when it comes to betting golf, I do think that, you know, he should probably be the favorite here as opposed to Scottie Scheffler. But look, Scottie Scheffler's earned the right to be the favorite of every tournament he goes into because he's just that good. But I think Rory, you know, you could look at a top five market at even money right now at DraftKings. I also think Justin Thomas in like a top 10 market at plus 175. I think he's been playing pretty well throughout this. So those are a couple guys up top of the board that I'm looking at. Look, in a, you know, major, Shane Lowry is always someone that I kind of like to throw a long shot, you know, couch change on. So yeah, those would be a couple guys. But I just think, look at the course history for Rory McIlroy down at Quail Hollow. Four wins, and I just think you're going to get another strong effort from him. You know, last time we really saw him in a big, big moment was the Masters, where it was a roller coaster, needless to say, but we ultimately got there with that win. I don't know if he'll win it, but I think he'll be pretty darn competitive. So I think Rory's an interesting one. And then I'll probably have JT at some form or fashion on my card as well.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on at VSiN.
Yeah, you can check me out on a Saturday and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Mass and 2 on Saturdays, yeah. The VSiN weekend morning line. Also, football season not too far away. As you guys know, the schedule coming out tonight. Yeah. But for me, it's college football, baby. Check out the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Just recorded a new episode. And we're going to be in on the Clemson Tigers, ladies and gentlemen, this year. Plus 155 to win the ACC is going to be the first bet of my college football season. Clemson to win the ACC at plus 155.
Wow, we're getting in early. Tim, thanks, buddy. We'll talk next week.
All right, boys. Always a pleasure.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Tim said it, Jason. Schedule comes out tonight. It's really snuck up on us. It really has.
Yeah,
comes out tonight at 8.
I have not set a counter.
Really? I don't think so. Not if you listen to this. If you listen to this show and hear promos, it didn't sneak up on you.
It snuck up on me.
You've gotten a daily primer for 2 weeks about just how far we are removed from the schedule coming out.
Well,
it's been rammed down your throat.
And the Ravens do have a great away schedule, and Ravens fans typically travel well. Do you have a favorite stadium, road stadium, that you've been to, a favorite road city that you've been to? 410-583-1057. We'll get your thoughts next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
It's basically Christmas for Jason because the entire NFL schedule released.
How's that Christmas
today?
For me?
And it's a big day on your calendar, man.
Stop talking about it.
You've been all over the little drips and drabs I don't even have access to my Twitter.
I got somebody hijacked my Twitter account, so I really have seen nothing.
Well, the schedule comes out today at 8, and asking the question, because the Ravens and their fan base, they travel well. 410-583-1057. What's your favorite stadium, favorite city to go to? 410-583-1057. And the Ravens do have a very attractive away schedule this year. Obviously, the AFC North. Buffalo, where it sounds like they're going to play week one to open up the season. They play in Miami, Green Bay, Minnesota, Kansas City, a lot of cool cities there. And for me, I'm always partial to my grandfather. My freshman year of high school took us to Green Bay, myself and my cousin. And it was a December game. It was a Monday night football game. Dude, it was cold. But it was awesome because you got the full Lambeau experience. And we're kids, you know, I'm 13, 14 years old. And cold as hell. And there was snow. It was like 4 or 5 inches of snow that they got the day of the game. And just a really cool town. I remember we parked in some dude's driveway because the parking lot is basically adjacent to neighborhoods. We parked there, went into the stadium. The Ravens did not win that game, but it was a really cool atmosphere. It was cool. They had like their Hall of Fame and just like this atrium attached to the stadium. So I'm partial to Green Bay, and Lambeau Field was awesome. Jason, you've been
Green Bay's right up there. I mean, it's a unique experience. It's like going back in time. It is far and away the smallest market. It is everything about it is still kind of quaint. They have done a lot to improve that stadium over the years and expand it and add more creature comforts. Yeah, I think it's the most unique game day experience in the NFL, and it would definitely be way up there for me. I always like Denver. I think Denver's a great city. It's a great walking city. I mean, the stadium is a little bit like we can't walk to the stadium. It's about like a 5-minute Uber from downtown. But I kind of like Denver. Seattle's cool. Seattle's up there for me.
Would be
in a top five for NFL experiences.
Does the noise live up to the hype?
Yeah.
Yeah. Loud.
Even in that press box, you can, you feel it. Seattle is.
That's one I've been in the press box.
Seattle is legitimate. And there's a few I haven't been to now. I haven't been to SoFi. It looks awesome.
SoFi looks sick.
I haven't been to Allegiant. Yeah, that's Vegas, right? Haven't been there.
Vegas.
I haven't been to many at all. I haven't been to many at all because I've been.
Bone looks disappointed in my aunt. No, Bone's looking at me like I let him down. I'm sorry I let your segment down, Bone.
You didn't let me down.
It's because I've been doing pregame forever or postgame even before that. I have not been to a road football game. I covered the Seahawks for 1 year when I lived out west, Pacific Northwest, and that stadium was really cool. It was weird. You had to walk through the end zone to get to the other locker room, which was kind of a weird quirk there in Seattle. But it was loud. But I have not been to a road stadium in, I can't tell you.
Yeah, the last road stadium I think I went to Indy. That was probably 10 years ago, 2014-ish. That was an awesome stadium, but one of the weirdest, bizarre. There was no tailgating. It was like a funeral. There was no music going to the game. It was bizarre.
I was just in Indy for the Big Ten title game.
Yeah,
that's a cool, like, everything's walking. It was actually a cool little town. I'd never been to Indianapolis before, and I know Jason's numb to Indy because he had to go every year for the combine. Yeah.
I think it's the most overrated.
But for my first time.
Destination city in America.
Overrated? Do people talk up Indy?
We're doing it right now.
Yeah. I'd never been. The stadium I thought was kind of cool, and everything's kind of walking distance. Now, the whole shrimp cocktail thing's overrated. Working man's friend.
Nashville's a million times better than Indianapolis.
Nashville's awesome.
Nashville's what Indianapolis pretends to be, claims to be. People who haven't been to Nashville think Indianapolis is like this cool Midwest city. No, it's Nashville.
I'll say this though: Nashville, you're paying $9 for a beer in Nashville, so like that's
you're paying the upcharge.
And I've been to Nashville, but not for a football game. Not since the 2001.
I was there at
the playoff game in January of 2001. Yeah, That's been a bit ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. Ben, you been anywhere?
Been to a lot of baseball stadiums, but not many football. I did get to go to the Super Bowl, the Commanders Super Bowl against the Ravens in the preseason 2 years ago. Joey Sly was running around the field, and the fans were touching me and grabbing me. Oh, how do you feel after we lost the preseason game? That's the only... Like, football, I just haven't really... I've been to a lot of different college basketball arenas.
What's the baseball? You said you've been to a lot of baseball.
I like Fenway a lot. I like Wrigley a lot. I really hated Atlanta, the new Atlanta stadium.
I feel like it's
too rich. It's not like... I like Old Fashioned. I love Camden. Yeah. Like, it just was too rich, and I did not like Atlanta at all.
I've been to Cleveland. I was there with my dad a couple years ago. Saw Gunner's debut. That's actually an underrated city.
Not
like
bad.
Another Cleveland cool is walking city. Everything's basically walking distance until they move the.
I think Cincinnati's underrated. Like I think Cincinnati.
I've been to Cincinnati.
Like I'd rather go to Cincinnati than Indianapolis.
I've been to Cincinnati for baseball.
I don't like Indianapolis.
You got to realize though his perspective on that. He had to go there every year. I'm just pushing his. Yeah,
buttons.
Yeah. Like I totally get why he hates Indianapolis. But alas, you know what I've been looking forward to? Trey Hendrickson speaking. He spoke to the media yesterday, and we will hear from him next. Northern Exposure here on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.